This is Twit.
Well, there's a lot going on. I tell you, I just keep getting all these letters and pictures now. And what I'm working on is we're going to go through some of the places where you can do some testing. Now that you've got things running, why perhaps you need a little help in making it actually work. But a lot of them are out there working. One of them that is working is Bill. I'll show you his project. But before we get to it, please remember, this is very important. You want to remember we got high voltage we're playing with. So be sure that you pay attention to that and you've got your chipstick. Go back and look at some of the other shows, and you really have to make sure that things are not charged up and you get to discharge them. This is a project from Bill, N4DH, and he's done a little different project here where he has built the amplifier, the final amplifier and the modulator on pine board, but he has the power supply and he has the microphone preamp in a regular steel chassis. That's something we might want to cover here in the future, is to how we're building some of those things. Bill has had some experience, I'm sure, and I really appreciate his pictures. The other one he sent was darling. Look at this. He's got a picture of his transmitter, and guess what? He's got output. And that's shown from the dummy load. So that's really cool, Bill. Nice job. And we'll look forward to the rest of your project. I'm going to embarrassing him here. There's his workbench. Hey, mine looks like that too. That's what happens in the middle of a project. But when you get done, well, you can get it all cleaned up and everything's going. And this comes from Virginia. She's doing a great job. She had a little trouble getting it going at first, but then away she goes. I want you to notice this, though. George, check this out. She's got the vintage 1950 series Fender guitar amp knobs. How about wow. that? Good. Wow, look at that. I'm not sure if she got them from Antique Radio Supply or where, but those are really priceless 1950 vintage Fender knobs. So good job. And we'd look forward to further things as she gets moving along. Really impressed with some of the things. I have to show you this. I even got this off the internet too. This is from VE7SI. And he calls it Longfellow. And look at it. It's beautiful. A nice finished wood cabinet with a chrome chassis. And it's all laid out on one long chassis. That's really cool. Very, very nice. I appreciated seeing that. And I have to keep up with him and seeing what's happening. And here's a wonderful shot of Gene. We all know about Gene. He is the guy that does all those great drawings. Well, he also did a nice job. He wound his own coil, and it really looks nice. What a great job. So we're happy to have all of these great things coming on from so many people, and hope that you do get them working. That's the main thing. And one of the things that we want to talk about is, once you do get it working, and remember, you have to pay attention to the fact that we're playing with high voltages. So what you want to do there is make sure that you're not touching ground and you're only using one hand and so on. But just be aware. Respect that high voltage. You'll know where it is. And the first thing to do in getting things going is to take your voltmeter and check the voltage. You should have, out of the power supply, you should have 6.3 volts AC. That's for the filaments, and that's really important that you do check all these voltages first. And a 6.3 voltage is for the filaments only, and maybe a pilot light. But then you want to look at what's coming out of the rectifiers, whether you use the 6X5 or if you're going to use the bridge. And somebody had asked me, earlier today, it's only drawing somewhere well under 100 mils. So we're not drawing a lot of current with these, but we do have to have at least 300 volts if you really want to crank it. And 150 volts for the 6X5s works great. You're going to get about 1 watt output. So go through all of that and make sure that your voltages are there. And I'll be making a chart up for next week where we will be able to show you voltage points. But in the meantime, check all your solder connections. That's first thing. I go through and I re-solder everything to make sure those are all okay. And then from there, measure your voltages. And you can go through the schematics and you'll know where you should have voltage and shouldn't. But next week I'll have a little chart for you. I also still have people wondering, where do I buy parts? Well, the parts are very, very easy to get now, because what happened there is Antique Radio Supply has put them in their catalog. And their catalog is really cool if you haven't seen it. But the nice thing about it is the part numbers are right there. The entire thing is there for you. The mic preamp is P for pine board, B8s for my initials, and then mic preamp, BPHMP. If you order that from Antique Supply, you're going to get all the parts for the mic preamp. And the AM transmitter, same thing. It's P, BH, and then it's pine board AMT. Now, there's a couple of parts that they do not have, and that is the 2.5 mAh choke. The deal there is, there's a number of places that you can get those. I don't know why they discontinued carrying those, because they're certainly out there. And I've been finding them from all kinds of sources when you go out there. DigiKey has them and various electronic parts. But this gets you the basic parts, and then go to Hobby Lobby, get the board, and away you go. And look on our website, HeilSound.com. And that has all of the pictures and the drawings, wonderful drawings that Gene has done for all of us, and schematics that he's done. So all of it's there. And then Victor so kindly taken each one of these segments, and they're all there. So you don't have to go through all the show. You can see each one of those segments of the Pine Board project. So HeilSound.com, down at the bottom of the page, past all of our mic products and so on, at the bottom is a whole bunch of pages and a lot of comments. We're having a nice chat with a lot of guys and gals about what they're finding and how it's working for them and so on. So join us on the HeilSound website, and that'll help you. It's really good, because you can see all of the different things that have happened during the project, right from the very start when we first did the field strength meter. And that was another thing. Somebody said, how do you know if you got output? Well, first of all, you're going to use the light bulb, as Bill showed you there. But then after you get it built, you build the field strength meter, and you'll be able to keep up with it too. That's how you tune it. You really don't need any meters or anything in the circuitry, but that works well. But all of the other things are there, so you can follow it on the HeilSound website. So that's what we have for tonight. Please don't be shy. Send me an email, and this is my call at ARRL Works, but you know how to find me. And next week we're going to have all the drawings of how to troubleshoot things for you if you still need a little help. And there's always email and a telephone. So get a hold of me, and I'll be glad to help you through it. But it's just been such a fun project, and I use mine quite often here on the Morning Net. It's amazing. We're working 250 miles with that little baby, and you will too once you get it up. You'll have a lot of fun.